have so much right in front of us that we could be utilizing for our health and our well-being, and we don't, just because we may not know about it, or like I said, it's hidden in plain sight, right in front of our face. Potato is actually a really good tool that we could use when we need like a heating pad. Pine needles are amazing. They actually have 5 times the vitamin C of an orange. And they have high levels of vitamin A and incredible antioxidants, which will really help to boost that immune system. And also they're known to be very antiviral. If you have any kind of issues with acid reflux and you're taking Tums or you're taking any kind of antacid, stop. You don't need to. Just take a little amount of baking soda in water.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It's a delight to be here with you today. Hope you're doing amazing. This podcast is going to be all about healing modalities hidden in plain sight. But before I go there, I kind of want to just share a story just because it's funny. So my husband and I, we have these water bottles, and they're called LARQ, L-A-R-Q, LARQ water bottles. And we have had them for a couple of years and really like them. But my husband is especially attached to his. He uses his every day. And anyway, long story short, he had been searching for his LARQ bottle, which is black, for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. He couldn't find it. He's like, where did I put it? He backtracked. He went back to the car wash because he took my car. He's such a good husband. Took my car to get it washed and cleaned. And so he's like, well, maybe I left it there. Nope, not there. Then he went to his quote unquote office, which if you've been listening long enough, you know his office is Starbucks. So he went back to Starbucks to see if maybe his water bottle was there, not there. He backtracked and backtracked and could not find this water bottle. So he was literally just kind of on the verge of buying a new one, and they're not cheap. So anyway, again, long story short, I was walking downstairs in the area where we like to do our workouts and stuff. And we have an Echelon rowing machine, and it's black. You probably know where I'm going with this. And I walked past it, and I've walked past it for days because I worked out in that area every day, right? But I did not notice this until the day that I noticed. And so basically the LARQ water bottle was sitting on the very back of the Echelon rowing machine, but it looked like it was almost like part of the machine. Because the way it was positioned and the machine is black, the LARQ bottle is black. I don't know. We just didn't see it, but we literally walked past it every day. And it was funny because even my husband said, he goes, you know, I was even thinking the other day, I think I should get on the rower today. And I didn't. I even looked over at it and everything. I did not notice the LARQ bottle. So long story short, for the third time to say that, I picked up the LARQ bottle and I ran up to him. I'm like, how much do you love me? And I had it hiding behind my back, and I pulled it out from out of my back and behind my back. And he was just so surprised, so relieved. And I don't know, it was just so funny because how many times do we, I don't know, misplace something, or we think it's misplaced, but it's right there. We can see it. Like, have you ever been on the phone? I know I have. And I'm looking everywhere for my phone. Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing. And I'm never on my phone like this. I don't know why I just did my hands like this if you're watching, because I use my headphones or I'm on speaker. But nonetheless, I'll be walking around with my phone like, where's my phone? And I'm literally talking to the person on my phone. Or you're looking for, maybe you have readers or something and they're on top of your head, or sunglasses, or whatever the case may be. They're right there, but you don't see it. Or I don't know if this is just a guy thing, but I kind of think it is. What is it? And I, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, yep, that's my guy too. He does that. But my husband will say, where's whatever in the refrigerator? I'm like, well, it's right there in front of the peas or whatever. And he's like, I don't see it. And it's literally right there. And I go right to it and it's in front. It's not hidden, but he doesn't see it. So I don't know if, again, that's just a guy thing, but they don't see things well that are in plain sight. But that's for all of us on some levels or another, especially when it comes to things that we could use that have healing modalities. And so I bring all that up to say, just to kind of giggle and laugh, but also to say that we have so much right in front of us that we could be utilizing for our health and our well-being. And we don't, just because we may not know about it, or like I said, it's hidden in plain sight, right in front of our face. So I'm just going to break down a few things that I was thinking about that immediately came to mind that maybe you're like, oh yeah, I know that one, or oh, I've never thought of that. And maybe I can put that to good use. So here's the first thing. I was thinking about, remember as a kid, did you ever play hot potato at a birthday party or something? And you'd have to throw this hot potato over to the next person, and whoever, whenever the music stopped and you're holding the hot potato, then you had to leave the group and take your chair away. It's almost like musical chairs a little bit, isn't it? Yeah, kind of, except for you have a hot potato. Anyhow, this hot potato, I got to thinking about that because a potato is something that conducts heat, and a potato is actually a really good tool that we could use when we need like a heating pad, so to speak. You can actually just slice up a potato, and I don't know if you've ever thought of this before, but you can warm it on the stove or even in the oven and just warm it enough so that it's not too hot to handle, not like the hot potato, but you know, hot enough, and you can actually place it, you know, put like a cloth around it or stuff it in a sock, and you can use that potato as basically kind of like a heating pad, if you will. You can put it around your neck, like say if you have a sore throat, and that will start to allow for some circulation to make way. You can use that anywhere that you're kind of needing a hot pad. And so it's a natural way to have a hot pad. Have you ever thought of that? It's right there in your kitchen, probably. Speaking of hot, I need a little hot tea right there. But also, you're probably doing this if you have any kind of sore throat. But again, if you have a sore throat, put that potato hot pad, if you will, around your throat, but also gargle with warm salt water and lemon. And you can even add a little bit of thyme or some peppermint. You can just chop up some peppermint or emulsify it, get the essential oils going, and gargle with that a couple times a day. And that's really going to help any kind of sore throat that you may have and just kind of ease the soreness and the inflammation. So that hot pad with the potatoes, with that hot potato, and then using some warm salt water with lemon, and then again, add some thyme or peppermint will make all the difference in a sore throat issue if you have a sore throat. So that's something, and that's kind of just in plain sight, right? Most of us have potatoes in our pantry. What about pine needles? We have pine trees in our backyard, and I've gone out there and I have actually taken pine needles off of the tree to make pine needle tea. And you can do that too. Yes, as long as it's not a tree that's being sprayed with any kind of pesticides or anything like that. You can also make a tincture, not just a tea, but pine needles are amazing. They actually have 5 times the vitamin C of an orange, and they have high levels of vitamin A and incredible antioxidants, which will really help to boost that immune system. And also they're known to be very antiviral. They also have something called shikimic acid, which is a natural compound, and that actually helps to assist in combating like respiratory issues. So you can just take those pine needles and you can kind of, you know, chop them up and kind of beat on them a little bit to emulsify them a little bit, or even just to press them out to get those oils out of the pine needles. But just put it with some hot water and just drink it as a tea. You can actually let it sit and steep. and kind of do it that way. You can just have the full pine needle in there with some hot water and just drink it that way. But if you really want to get the compounds to really work effectively, then I would chop them up or just kind of press them and emulsify those pine needles just a bit more and allow it to maybe boil on the stove and then steep it and then strain it and then drink that as a tea. And that's going to be an incredible way to help combat, like I said, respiratory issues, but again, to get an incredible amount of vitamin C. So again, it's right in plain sight. You might be looking at pine trees right outside your window, just like we do. And yet those pine needles are of great use. Now, there's something else that's actually just a weed, and I'm sure you have seen it multiple times and you may not even realize it. I wish I had some with me and I could show you what it looks like. You would know it if you saw it, but it's called purslane. And purslane is often found, growing through cracks in sidewalks. I've seen it growing around like the base of like a stop sign. It's found growing in fields. It's a wild weed. But this weed is really rich in omega fatty acids. It's rich in vitamin A and C and antioxidants. And it's really known to reduce inflammation, promote heart health, and it improves energy levels. My husband and I, we were out years ago. We were out hiking in Kings Canyon area in California. And there was a guy, we stopped for like a little lunch break. And there was this guy that was there and I don't even know how we started talking with him. Anyway, next thing you know, I think we told him we're heading up for a big hike or whatever. He's like, oh, definitely take some purslane with you. And he's like, I know where some is just right out here. And I've got a little baggie you can put it in. And so we're like, cool, that's awesome. So we did. We took that purslane and it was a long hike. And that purslane really gave us some extra energy that we really needed. And so it really will improve your energy levels. And, you know, just make sure you're getting it where they're not spraying any kind of pesticides anywhere near there, because you don't want to pick that and eat that if it's toxic. But that's something that's right in plain sight that is so helpful and so beneficial. Now, I'm just like throwing out things that came first to mind. There are so many things hidden in plain sight. And I would actually love to hear from you and some of the things that come to your mind that are hidden in plain sight, because sometimes we can pass by these things over and over again, kind of like that Lark water bottle of my husband's, and not see it and not recognize it and just keep passing by it until all of a sudden your eyes are open to it and then you see it. So what are your eyes open to now that maybe you didn't see before? So, I'm big on taking good care of my liver. I wasn't the best at it in my early years, I must admit, but it's important to have a healthy liver, right? That's the organ that filters all the toxins, and we need to have a healthy liver to stay healthy. And so I think about when we go out for our hikes and stuff, we see a lot of milk thistle, and you've probably seen it as well. It's kind of those they're pink, purple, kind of spiky looking flowers. They get pretty tall and they are, I know you've heard of milk thistle, right? But you can make your own. You can make your own tea. And all you have to do is take the seeds from those milk thistle and you just crush them to release those healing properties. And then if you also pass some dandelion roots, we know that dandelion root is good for the liver as well. Then you can chop some dandelion root, add that with the milk thistle, and then add it to like maybe 4 to 6 cups of water, boil it for that maybe 20, 30 minutes, and then remove it from the boiling water and just let it steep. Let it just kind of sit there for about 15 minutes and then strain it and then drink it as a tea. And I'm telling you, that is going to be so, so good for your liver. And drink that, you know, a couple of times a week. Again, it's easy. It's right there in plain sight, but it's hidden in plain sight because you may just, you know, walk past the milk thistle or walk past those dandelions, and maybe those dandelions in your yard are irritating to you. Of course, we're going into fall and winter, so you're not really seeing so many of those now, but you're probably irritated if they're in your yard. But don't be so irritated. When you see them, pull them up and take use, make use of their leaves and their roots and make a tea. And then again, add that to some milk thistle and some water, and you've got yourself a really good restorative liver tea that will restore your liver to a healthy state. So that's something good that you can do that will serve you well. And again, that's hidden in plain sight. Now, what about this? Have you ever heard of people sticking onions in their socks? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but I highly recommend it if you have a fever or if you have any kind of cold that's coming on. Make sure they're organic onions, right? And you just want to slice them real thin and make sure that your feet are clean and dry. And just place onions really evenly all over your feet and put on a pair of socks and then put a pair of socks over those, maybe hopefully to keep some of that stench out because it's going to be stinky. But man, those onions can really help because they have antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory properties. So again, you've probably got onions in your kitchen. And if you have a fever, instead of reaching for something that isn't going to really help you break the fever naturally, or because a fever isn't a bad thing, right? A fever is your body telling you, hey, I'm not doing so well, and I need to amp up here to fight this this bug that is invading and trying to take down your immune system. So that you know, elevation in temperature isn't all a bad thing, but in order to break it naturally, you can use those onions, right? Don't start taking over-the-counter meds. No, don't. That's hard on your liver, okay? You really, unless you're like way up there, right? Unless you're like need to go to the hospital way up there, you know, 105, 106 temp. But you can also do things to get your temperature down naturally as well by getting into a cool bathtub, all the things. Do all the natural things first before you reach for anything that's going to be damaging to your body and really not allow your body to do its natural thing to heal, right? So that's something. Have you ever done that? I'm just curious. You can also actually do this with apple cider vinegar and cotton balls, which is kind of easier to do. But that's another protocol that is very similar and can help kind of to reduce that fever and any kind of symptoms you might have with a cold. Let's see, what else was I thinking about when I was thinking about things hidden in plain sight? Oh, I was thinking about, I know, joint pain. Some people have, you know, and that's inflammatory issues. Those are responses, right? But cabbage is really good. It's not just a great probiotic as in like sauerkraut, but it can actually help with any kind of inflammatory issues and arthritic issues. If you've got joint pain, you can actually just take organic, make sure you're using organic cabbage leaves directly to the skin. But once you've softened that cabbage, then that's when you want to do it. So you can just kind of blanch it, put it in some hot boiling water for about 2 to 3 minutes, and remove that cabbage from the water, kind of let it cool just a little bit so it's at a comfortable temperature, and then just kind of gently beat the leaves, like with the back of a spoon or something like that, just to kind of release more of the healing compounds from the cabbage. And then just take those leaves and wrap the area with the cabbage, like say it's elbow, say it's a wrist, whatever. Wrap it with those cabbage leaves and then maybe some plastic wrap or a bandage around that. Keep it on for an hour or so, or you can actually even leave it on overnight, which is going to be, it's going to have best effect if you leave it on overnight. That's something that a lot of people don't know about. And it really does have incredible benefits. So try that. See if it works for you. Why not? Right? If you have brain fog, here's something that you can do. You know, we just got through, you know, we're going into Thanksgiving, that kind of thing, but I bet you have pumpkins around. And now you can take those seeds from those pumpkins and dry them out, and you can blend them, like literally throw them in, you know, grind them up, blend them with rosemary, fennel seeds, and walnuts. And you can actually add that kind of mixture to your steel cut oats or a smoothie. And all you'll do is just take like about a cup of one, about a cup, three quarters of a cup or a cup of pumpkin seeds, about three to four tablespoons of dried rosemary, and 2 teaspoons of fennel seeds, and about a cup to a cup and a half of walnuts. And literally just grind it up, mix it up, and then use that mixture to help with brain fog. I know, because why? You're going to have some incredible omega-3s. You're going to have some incredible health benefits from all these compounds of the pumpkin seeds, the rosemary, fennel seeds, and the walnuts. So that is a great mixture and something that can help to reduce brain fog. And again, that's hidden in plain sight. I'm sure you have a lot of those things right in front of you, especially in the season with the pumpkins all around. Or maybe you just want to go and buy the pumpkin seeds. That's easier. I'm cool with that. Let's see. My garden is done. It's done for the year, but I still have parsley. Parsley is remaining, and parsley is amazing. I have parsley. I put parsley in my green drink. And if you don't have my green drink, go and get that at liveimmune.com. And you can get that also at wendypet.com. Just go to wendypet.com. That'll be easier, and get that green drink. But I put parsley in that green drink. And the reason being is, well, there's multiple reasons, but parsley is incredible for just keeping UTIs at bay, if you will. And again, I have tons of parsley still in my garden, so I can just go out and clip a bunch of parsley. But there's a compound found in parsley called apiol. And this helps actually to enhance urine production, and it helps to remove toxins. The anti-inflammatory properties help with UTI issues. So if you take like 2 teaspoons of fresh parsley and a cup of warm water, and you just drink that a couple times a week, you can do that as like a preventative. Or if you actually have a UTI, then you can drink it, you know, a week to 2 weeks if you want to, until those symptoms are relieved. But it's simple, right? Just take, you can also use dried, but I like fresh. Fresh is best, dried parsley. But take that and mix it with water and make a tea. And I'm telling you, there are some incredible compounds that those apiol compounds and those anti-inflammatory properties are going to help with any kind of UTI issues. So that's something that's probably hidden in plain sight. You probably have parsley. Maybe you already do my green drink and you've got parsley in your refrigerator, or you're like me and you still have parsley in your garden. Use it, use it, use it, use it. I grew up with a lot of aloe vera plants in our home. My dad, he has an obsession with them. I don't know why. I mean, they have incredible healing benefits, but he just, I don't know. They multiply so quickly, right? But he just has aloe vera plant after aloe vera plant, and he brings them in to the garage because they're in Texas, but brings them into the garage for the winter. But I think one of them is probably, I don't know, 30 years old. It's huge. I mean, it is huge. And anyway, I digress. But it's incredible for, we know, sunburns and just regular burns. But even just to put on your face as a mask for just the benefit of your skin is an incredible way to use aloe vera. So if you have an aloe vera plant, it's probably just sitting there, maybe like my dad, and use it. I mean, we did use it for burns if we got sunburned. But start using it for your face as a mask. Don't just let it multiply and keep planting it and keep planting it. Use it because it has healing properties. All right, another sip of hot tea. Thank you. Epsom salts. You probably have Epsom salts in your home. And we know that you probably even take Epsom salts baths, which is great because I really encourage my patients to take them several times a week because it helps to relax their muscles so they aren't sore from their Visibly Fit workouts. It helps to reduce inflammation and as another opportunity to absorb more magnesium through the skin. So if you've got Epsom salts in your home, make sure you're using them. Make sure you are taking a bath with them because there's such healing properties with taking those Epsom salts baths. Just for the relaxation alone is worth it. But the extra benefit of that magnesium and to reduce that inflammation, it's definitely a game changer. And it can also help to reduce unhealthy weight. So that inflammation, right, that is staying kind of stuck and stagnant, it can help to break loose some of that inflammation. So what's another? Let's see, hidden in plain sight. Okay. Baking soda, that's a good one. If you have any kind of issues with acid reflux and you're taking Tums or you're taking any kind of antacid, stop. You don't need to. Just take a little amount of baking soda in water and just use that because it's a natural antacid and it helps to relieve heartburn. You don't need much. Just like, oh gosh, just like a, I don't know, a third of a teaspoon, mix it with some 8 ounces of water. You're fine. Just drink that. And it will do wonders. I promise. Do that before taking an antacid. I would love to hear your feedback because it works and it's probably hidden right there in plain sight in your kitchen. It's probably right there in your, on your Lazy Susan. So don't let it just be sitting on your Lazy Susan. Don't let it be lazy. Use it. Use it for what it's good for. We have a lot of rice in our home, and rice isn't just to eat. If you actually place a bunch of rice in a cloth bag, you can put it in the freezer and chill it and use it as like a cold compress, or you can actually heat it as well. If you want to put it in the microwave, you can, or you can actually just put rice on a cookie sheet and heat it up and then put it into a bag and use it as a compress to relieve muscle pain and inflammation. So that's something to do with rice. You know, we don't eat tons of rice. In fact, we've got pretty big bags because I got some rice at Costco and it takes forever to go through it, right? So just use it for other needs as well. But that's something to do. And that's hidden right in plain sight, right? Have you ever thought of that? Well, maybe now you can. Now, what about things that you can physically use that are hidden in plain sight? I think about things that we use, like just towels, for instance, a bath towel. We'll use that, or even just a hand towel, and use that for assisted stretching exercises. You know, you can take a towel around the bottom of your foot and pull your leg up towards you or out beside you, something like that. For assisted stretching exercises, you can take a towel, wrap it around your arm. If you can't really reach your arm for a tricep stretch kind of a thing, pull that towel. There's different ways of using a towel, but that's something maybe you're not thinking of. And that's hidden right in plain sight, something for you to use. I know you have a broom. What about using that broomstick? That broomstick will help with posture, and it can really help you work your core. So if you take that broomstick and take it up around your shoulders, you know, wrap your arms around it and hold it with your hands and stand up really nice and straight, that will help you with your posture, but then also do some twists and turns and bend over, that kind of thing, to work your core with that broomstick. And so I'm sure you're familiar with that, but maybe it's something that you don't think about. Again, that's hidden in plain sight, and you could use that and have some really great benefits. Paper plates. Do you have paper plates? Yeah, we do. I've got some paper plates. In fact, I've used paper plates for an actual paper plate workout. That's right. I have put those paper plates on the floor and I've stepped on them and I'll do like side lunges, back lunges, mountain climbers, because, you know, they just move really quickly and easily on the carpet. I'll do different types of push-ups, have the plates under my arms and kind of take one hand out and ease it out to the side and then ease that paper plate back in, kind of a thing for a workout. I actually have a paper plate workout that I've done. So if you respond to this podcast to me directly in an email, go to Wendy at WendyPet.com. I will send it to you. Just let me know you want it, because I did it one time for my private group. And you can actually even use cookie sheets. If you don't have paper plates, you can use cookie sheets. Just put like a towel on top. And again, it's going to slip and slide really well on the carpet. So it's great for your core. Again, it's great for mountain climbers and lunges. So yeah, get creative with your workouts. And it's hidden in plain sight. I'm pretty sure you have paper plates. I know you have cookie sheets. Well, maybe you don't, but I'm pretty sure you do. So that's something to think about. Mason jars, and you probably use them. I use them a lot for salads in a jar, overnight oats, storing different dry goods like beans and grains. Use those mason jars. Don't just have them sitting up in the cupboards. Use them, because they are awesome. They really are. I love my mason jars. Let's see. What else? Plastic bags, plastic storage bags. Yeah, those are good. Those are good for, I know it's plastic, but you can actually put freezer-made meals inside of them. So like soups or stews, and just to save space, right? And just get rid of all the air and lay them flat in your freezer. So that way you can stack more soups and stews. That's a thought. But you can also actually make kind of a do-it-yourself ice pack. So just fill those freezer bags with water, squeeze out the air, and lay them flat, just like I'm talking about. And then you've got some ice packs. And that's an easy, inexpensive way to do that. You probably know about tennis balls, right? That's something physical that can really help you physically to roll on that physical tennis ball to relieve tension, or for certain like a specific trigger point therapy. Tennis balls are great for that. You can actually stand on a tennis ball. You can, lay on the tennis ball. You can get up against a wall and have the tennis ball between you and the wall and roll around. Between you and the wall on that tennis ball, just to kind of really have that specific trigger point and have that release of that tension. Tennis balls are great. So that's something to use. It's not just a ball for your dog to chase or something, right? Or for you to play tennis with. They have, it's just a great healing modality, and it's probably hidden right in plain sight and you're not using it. So maybe that's something to consider. Now here's one. And I remember my mom used to do this, and I haven't done this myself, but I remember this. Pantyhose. Like, I haven't worn pantyhose in years. Like, I don't even know when the last time I wore pantyhose, but I still have pantyhose in my drawer. I have some brand new pantyhose. So I think maybe I'll get these out and do this. But do you remember either your grandma or your mom, or maybe you do it? You put onions, garlic, and potatoes in a leg of pantyhose. Make sure your, you know, onions, garlic, and potatoes are dry, but you tie off each one so they're individual. This is actually great because it allows for air circulation to occur without moisture to get in, right? It keeps the produce longer. And it can actually help to save space in your pantry, because you can just kind of hang up these pantyhose. Okay, it doesn't look really cool or beautiful, but it is kind of cool because you have easy access. And if you don't care about your pantyhose like I don't, you can just cut them off when you need that onion or garlic or whatever. You have easy access, or if you want to untie it, but just keep them in a dark, dry environment, and man, they're going to last so much longer, and they're not going to sprout. If you leave those onions or garlic just out into, you know, in the open, they're going to sprout a lot quicker. So that's something to think about. What else is hidden in plain sight? Well, we go through the lemons around here, because we do the apple cider vinegar, lemon, hot water, cayenne pepper in the morning. So we go through a lot of lemons. In fact, I get the whole big bag of lemons from Costco, and I usually juice them ahead of time. And so what about with all these lemon peels? I don't want them to go to waste. So lemon, lime, or orange peels, you can actually place those in a pot of water on the stove and allow the release of their essential oils to occur. And that's going to actually allow an energizing, refreshing citrus scent in your home. And that's something really simple. And it just makes the place smell so good. So don't just throw them away. All right. Again, that's something that is aromatherapy and that's hidden in plain sight. It is hidden in plain sight. So things to think about. I'm curious about your ideas or things that, I mean, there's so many, right? I mean, I sit here all day really and think of things that are hidden in plain sight that we could use as health modalities or ways to physically become better that are probably just in our home or just right in our backyard. So yeah, respond. I love it. The interaction on social media. So you can do that as well, or send me an email at wendy@wendypet.com and we'll dialogue. So hope this is helpful. Hopefully it kind of got you thinking, and hopefully it'll get you to open up your eyes a little bit more to see what's right in front of you. And here's a lesson learned. If something feels misplaced, it might not be. You might just need to open your eyes and look a little harder and see that it's right there in plain sight. You're just not aware, like Todd's Lark bottle. I'm still laughing about that. I cannot believe it was missing for a week and we pass it every day. Anyway, open your eyes, see what you can use for your health and your healing. And yeah, let me know. Hope this episode helped you. And thanks so much for tuning in. Love you dearly. And we'll catch you next time on Visibly Fit. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.